Our guest today is Lisa Simmons. She is currently the Assistant Superintendent for Instruction for the Oconee County School System. She was an early childhood teacher for 8 years prior to entering into administration. Mrs. Simmons has served as a teacher, an assistant principal, and a principal in the school district of Oconee County. As I mentioned, she presently serves as the Assistant Superintendent of Instruction, and we are just delighted to have Lisa with us today. So maybe we should start off. One of the things that I know Lisa mentioned to me that reading to children from a very, very early age can do is improve and help along the process of cognitive development. And I guess, Lisa, my first question is, could you just explain a little bit about what you mean by the process of cognitive development?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sure, Karen. Cognitive development is when we're looking at how a child's immersion or how their ability to think and understand is developed throughout their early years. And so when we choose to start reading to a child when they're an infant all the way through their early years, that is one of the biggest things that is happening, is building that cognitive development, how they'll be able to problem solve, how they're able to remember information. Also, you're developing like a background knowledge for a child when you're reading to them. They're getting a sense of how they belong in the world, what the world's about, and then improving their level of vocabulary, what words they know, so that they can understand how they fit into the world around them.
Well, gosh, that sounds all very, very important. That sounds very, very important for any child to have before they get to school, because it's got to be true, isn't it, Lisa, that if you have developed the kinds of skills that you were just talking about, it's much easier when you get to kindergarten.
Yes, as a former kindergarten teacher, you can tell when really children have been talked with, read to. They have just a more developed vocabulary. When you know more words, you're able to be ready to read more and learn how to read. In kindergarten now, students are really required to be able to read before they leave kindergarten. And so that is a big difference than when I went to kindergarten. You know, it is a completely different world when it comes to the level of expectation of learning in a kindergarten classroom. So yes, it is definitely important.
One of the things you mentioned, which is very important, and which we also stress in Baby Read, even though we're focused on reading, is talking to your child, language development. So Lisa, maybe you could go into a little bit more how reading with your child from an early age and talking with your child, and sort of the difference between command language, when you talk in these very short sentences like, you know, stop that, sit down, be quiet, come to the table, that's it. So the difference between that and when you have more extensive conversations and the development of literacy skills.
We call when you're reading to children, it's like the language of the book. It's more descriptive. You're using more formal grammatical structures when you're reading, as opposed to just talking and giving commands. So that's one of the differences and why it's so important to introduce children to literature, because they're able to gain a better understanding of the meaning of language. They build key language, key vocabulary that helps improve their literacy and their social skills along the way as well. So yes, you want to have language going on in the house, but reading literature to children allows that language to be developed and be more descriptive, because our children don't experience everything. So literature, books, reading allows them to gain that background knowledge and have other experiences that they may not ever have. So opens up a whole new world for them.
Yeah, that's extremely important. And I know in Baby Read, we emphasize not only to the moms that we work with, not only reading to the children every day, but also talking to them about the world around them to build their vocabulary, build their awareness of the world around them. And a couple of other things that I've really noticed that maybe Kathy, you can comment on is what we've noticed in Baby Read is there are children who enter the program at 2 and 3 months, there are children who enter the program at 15 or 18 months. And the children who enter the program at 15 or 18 months who have never been read to have a much shorter attention span, as in seconds, than the children whose parents or whoever the caregiver is, sometimes it's not a parent, whoever the caregiver is, actually starts reading and talking to the baby when he or she is very young. You can start talking to your baby in the womb, let alone, you know, once the baby is born. So,
well, I think that's a very important point to make. Years ago, when I had a parent actually say to me, why should I talk to my baby before my baby can talk to me? And understanding that there is a receptive language that develops along with the expressive language is extremely important for parents to understand that modeling, talking to, what I call thinking out loud about what you're doing is extremely important to help with all the things that Lisa just identified in preparation for thinking, problem solving, reasoning, and attention span, as you said.
Right. So, for example, when you're changing your baby's diapers, you can talk about that. You can talk about the color of the diapers. You can talk about the fact that the baby is kicking or the baby is smiling and looks really happy, or the baby is not smiling and doesn't look very happy. Mm-hmm. And you can actually just talk. When you're making dinner, for example, and the baby is near you in the kitchen, you can say, I'm making spaghetti tonight. And look at those long white strands of spaghetti. Now, you should be saying this to a 3 or 4 month old child, because as Kathy said, even though they may not be able to speak, they really understand a lot more than you think. And so you can say, you know, the spaghetti is long and thin. You know, here's the spaghetti, the sauce I'm making is tomato sauce, and this is what's in it. When you go to the supermarket, you should be saying, look what we're putting into the supermarket cart. We're putting in apples, and they're bright red. We're putting in bananas, and they're long and yellow. Blah, blah, blah. Just keep talking, but always listen, always watch how your child responds, and be responsive to what your child does.
I was going to add one other thing, too, that as parents, when we first try to start reading to our toddlers, they're squirmy, they have a very short attention span, they're up, they're moving around. But parent to parent, you don't get frustrated with that. If you have that consistent set time, keep bringing it around during your daily routine and daily schedule, because over time that self-discipline of the child will improve, because they know that this time that you're spending together is coming. Their concentration will improve. They'll be able to sit through the duration of the book, and you'll be able to start having some conversations about it. So continue to keep going through that routine and process with them, and it will continue to get better as well.
And I know that some parents think there's a set amount of time that they need to actually sit and read. And that's not necessarily true. To your point of building that stamina, you can start with a minute or two. We're not talking about long periods of time, because there's a great deal that goes into flipping pages, you know, looking at pictures, concepts of reading, yeah, that are involved. So you can start with a very short period of time and not think, oh, I have to schedule 10 or 15 minutes every night with my child.
The other thing I just want to add is that Lisa brought up the notion of routine. And a great time to read to your child is a bedtime story. What could be a better routine than your child listening to somebody who loves him or her read a story? And so that's and again, as Kathy said, maybe it's only 5 or 10 minutes, but your child's attention span will grow. I could give you example after example of that, which I won't. But your child's attention span, as Lisa said, you just have to be patient. Your child's attention span will grow.
So when we look at spending time together, we also have to look at the research of what technology and time, screen time, what is being said about that. I just heard a recent report this week saying that, you know, children under 4 should have no more than an hour a day. And so we have to be careful to look at other ways to provide that together time. And I always like, you know, writing your own stories. If you bake together, or if they just sit in the car seat and watch you bake and you're talking about it, and in this day and time you can take pictures of them participating and then write simple stories. So you can really enhance the literacy experience through experiences that you provide to your child. So as she's made reference to, all these strategies are going to promote academic success. I think, Lisa, you can reinforce that again. I don't remember exactly what the research does say about children who come to school and the discrepancy in vocabulary that they bring, but there is a huge discrepancy. And when we look at the children with a greater vocabulary as they enter school, they have been tracked, and it indicates that they are much more likely to be academically successful.
Before Lisa, I'm going to jump in. This is Karen, and I started Baby Read because when I came to this area, which is now 17 years ago, when I came to this area, people were telling me children were flunking kindergarten. And I'd never heard of that. And so part of it is what Lisa said, which is the standards of what you have to learn in kindergarten has gone up. But part of it is children need to be read to before they come to school. So, Lisa, maybe you want to talk more about how reading and talking with your child when your child is a preschooler, how that really helps, particularly from birth, how that helps with preparation for academic success.
To go back to what Kathy was saying, when I was, you know, preparing for today, I was reading something from the American Academy of Pediatrics, and it stated that 1 in 3 American children are not prepared with the skills they need when they go to kindergarten. So that's a hefty job for a classroom teacher to be able to, you know, fill those gaps, to get those essential skills for the students when they're already coming to their classroom as a kindergarten student, what we would say behind, and trying to get them prepared in reading on grade level before they leave and go on to first grade. Some of the early reading skills that are essential that you can get a jump start on when you are reading and talking with your children from a very early age is just what we call phonemic awareness, where they're just becoming familiar with, you know, sounds that you are making in the speech that you are talking when you're using when you're talking, or that spoken language, and also when you're reading. That then moves into phonics, because if you are what we call tracking print, when you're reading with children from an early age, they start making those connections between the spoken sound and the written sound on the page of a book. And that leads to vocabulary. We've said over and over again, all three of us about the importance of reading helps to build those vocabulary. Those are really essential words they need to communicate well with other people. And expressing ideas is something we start at in pre-K as four-year-olds when they come to the school district and those programs as well. And then that leads to how they're comprehending what's being read to them or what you're just talking about with them. Are they understanding? Do they gain meaning behind what you're talking about, behind what you're reading aloud to them? And then that leads to fluency. Are they reading accurately when they become readers in kindergarten? You're looking for, are they being able to read accurately? And are they keeping a good pace? Are they reading quick enough that it makes sense? Because sometimes if it's really labored reading, or what I always would tell my kindergartners, we don't want to sound like a robot when we're reading. We want it to sound nice, that's able to have a good flow, because that helps you understand and gain that meaning. So all of those things from reading from an early age as a parent or a caregiver, you're modeling and you're giving your child a jump start with what they're going to be experiencing in a kindergarten classroom to be able to be ready to read. And one of the biggest things for me as a teacher in a kindergarten classroom, when I'm reading aloud to my students, which was one of my favorite things to do, it still is when I get to visit classrooms and do that, is you can, I feel like, visually see when the brain cells are being triggered through a reading experience with a child. You can see it in their eyes. Sometimes it's triggered because, oh, I've had that experience with a dog, and they want to tell you all about it, you know. Or you're seeing something, brain cells be strengthened because they're like, you can see that look on their face. They're really taking in what you're saying and trying to understand. And then you have some that they've never experienced what you're reading about before. And you can see those brain cells being developed. It's almost like all these different stages going on. And it's exciting. It's like these little light bulbs. And to be able to give that experience as a teacher and now as a parent has been very rewarding for me. And to know, just please, the reading, the talking is something that you can do very easily, like Kathy said, in very short increments of time, but it'll make a world of difference for your child.
And also, I just want to add that there is research that indicates that children who struggle to learn how to read in kindergarten often are still struggling by third grade. And if they're still struggling to learn how to read by third grade, they may graduate from high school, from elementary school and high school, but they often graduate with limited skills. And because they're graduating with limited skills, they have limited job opportunities. And you don't want that to happen to your child.
Well, Karen, thank you for this great segment. You got one more thing, Kathy? You want to? You're all good, or you? As they look through their script here, yeah. So,
I think we've covered a lot of essential things, and what Karen is wanting to reinforce right now, that when you spend time together, there is a chemical bonding. There is a bonding that occurs between parents that does more than just promote the academics and the reading, but also the emotional regulation. A lot of other things are gained through this. So take everything that Lisa has said in a package and spend daily time with your child in creating that bond and reinforcing reading skills.
Read early, read often, baby smart, baby read. Mayor, good news.
Definitely good news. And I want to thank our guests for being on the show this morning. And I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about, if I'm listening to this show this morning, I'm learning a lot about the different approaches that I can take as a parent. And I was listening to when you were talking about in the kitchen and how you're actually telling a story to that child.
Right.
And that child, I'm sitting, okay, I want spaghetti. And I'm thinking this whole story, they don't remember that, because it's like a photographic memory when you illustrate the actual cooking.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I was thinking too, Riley, with my wife Wanda, when our girls were born, if I look back and I remember what she always did, she always read to them. before they were born, after they were born. And then I can see that reflect in the grandkid, because as a grandmother, she still does it to the grandkid, and it does make it easier for them. So, you know, I just think about the awareness, what we can do as a community, making sure that, parents, grandparents, friends know the importance of breathing to a child, especially at that early age, that can really help them develop. And I think that was a great point that you just mentioned, too, about from kindergarten to third grade and how hard it is to catch up. It's almost impossible.
Right.
But it does affect the workforce and how you, the opportunity that you have and that you don't have.
Absolutely.
So I want to thank y'all, because it's all about getting that word out. And, you know, this show is, we enjoy doing it because we know that we learn something different every time we come. And I learned something here today, and that's a great thing.